Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I hope this summer day finds you well and happy and enjoying a cup of coffee with me. In June, Bill Torpy, who writes for the Atlanta Journal, published an article concerning the retirement of one Steve Gottlieb, an attorney retiring after 42 years as leader of Atlanta Legal Aid. The 100-year-old organization has always focused on providing legal help to those in the shadows who no one else cares about. The organization's efforts have focused on helping kids and abused women and seeking justice for those who are victims of cheating, gouging, and scamming of the poor. Several legal cases were mentioned in the article, but one in particular is an example of businesses sucking the meager financial resources of the poor. A grandmother hired a company to fix the window of her home for $5,000. By the time the job was done, she had been wrangled into taking out a loan of $63,000. In the end, the corporation agreed to pay $115 million to thousands of Georgians. Legal Aid supports itself through donations of other law firms and various foundations. Former Governor Roy Barnes has volunteered his services as a part-time and full-time employee since the early 1990s and was quoted in the article as saying Gottlieb and his organization bumped heads with everyone. They made you uneasy, but that's what their job is. He went on to say, "Steve Gottlieb is one of the greatest men I have known." As I read through this article, I was so impressed with the organization to right at least some of the wrongs in our society. Helping those who need legal help when being taken advantage of by the rich and powerful, selfish and heartless. The recent articles in the paper about the horrendous living conditions in various apartment complexes across Metro Atlanta has hurt my heart. People paying for housing where plumbing doesn't work. Trash is left to attract rats and other vermin. Crime and drugs are rampant. The owners take whatever the rent is and make no effort to take care of the property so it is safe and livable. Yet they continue to take the money because the folks who live there have no other choice and the owners can get away with it. All of this makes me think of Jesus' teachings. In Matthew 25, Jesus is describing acts of mercy we all can do every day. Matthew 25:35-40. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did you see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." It is clear in these verses, and there are many others, Jesus is making the point that each of us should bear in mind our responsibility toward those who are in physical and emotional need. These are God's children just like you and me. We are to share our resources. There are so many problems that are so complicated, I often feel helpless and wonder what I can do. My guess is that most folks listening live on the north side of Atlanta in relatively comfortable homes or apartments. Most of us probably do not see or interact with those in the shadows. But Mr. Gottlieb spent his career as an attorney working for those in need. But I am not Mr. Gottlieb, and few of us are. So how do we do our part? That's the question. At the end of the article, Tori asked Gottlieb if it has gotten any better after 50 years of fighting for the have-nots. His response shouted at me. "I don't know," he said with a shrug. "I don't think the problems will ever end. I just want to do my part to fix inequities. It's all nice and good to try and change the world, but it's all about the individual you protect." The individual you protect. I truly believe that if we open our hearts to the Lord and ask Him to lead us, He will show us what He needs you and me to do today, the day we are in. He will lay those opportunities in our path. But they may not be as dramatic as the opportunities of Mr. Gottlieb, but they are no less important to the individual you help. Today, he presented me with two opportunities. What will I do with them? Have you noticed an opportunity for you today? Perhaps you have become aware of someone who is ill and lonely, an elderly person in a facility that never has visitors, someone who needs a ride to a doctor appointment or needs help with child care while they go to the doctor, a person grieving over a lost relationship or dealing with the complications of divorce. The question remains, how will we respond? Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to reach out to others. Please help us to pay attention and share your concern and love. We may not have the opportunity to change big problems, but we can make a difference in individual lives. Lead us in this effort. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.